Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a huge broadcast lined up for you today on this live Wednesday edition, the 12th day of July, 2006. And I'm Alex Jones, your host, from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas. Again, thank you so much for joining us, riding shotgun with us today. We had him on last week for about 45 minutes, but we have him for a full hour today, and we're going to take calls for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up in the second hour. He was number two, Department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, exposing the criminal neocon agenda on so many fronts. He'll be joining us again today in the second hour. In the last half of the third hour, we have one of the producers, one of the people that made Loose Change Second Edition possible, and, of course, that is Jason Burmis. He will be joining us to talk about Loose Change Final Edition that's coming out and some of the things they're planning, and to give us his take on the 9/11 Neocon Symposium that we had a few weeks ago in Los Angeles. And he's one of the most well-spoken, intelligent, focused people that we've had the pleasure to meet and know involved in the whole Loose Change team. So I wanted to have him on for just 30 minutes today with us because I know they're very, very busy. We're very close to getting the head lawyer who's successfully gotten the documents and depositions from Bayer concerning the Factor VIII compound that was given to hemophiliacs as a clotting agent. I've been covering this for 12 years. I cut my teeth on this even during the first Clinton administration, right at the end of the first Clinton administration when I got politically involved. I learned that they were fencing tainted blood illegally out of the prisons in Arkansas, knowing it was filled with hepatitis, AIDS, and a lot more, shipping it to Canada, selling it to Bayer and others. And then it came out in the BBC, came out in the big Australian papers 3 years ago that Bayer, the Red Cross, and others knew it had AIDS in it, knew that every dose of it had AIDS, and that if you took it, you were going to get it. Massive amounts of AIDS virus in it. And they knowingly changed the labels and sold it. You understand? Knowingly, at least 7 years into the international scandal, okay, now we're 12 years into it, or longer. I guess 8 years into the scandal, and now it's been about 13 years since it started. I learned of it 12 years ago. The point is that for years, knowing an ongoing scandal, knowing it was going to give them AIDS, and it killed tens of thousands in Canada, hundreds of thousands in the U.S., hundreds of thousands in the U.S., thousands in Europe, thousands in Australia and other areas, knowingly selling it, knowingly. And, of course, folks, Bayer was involved with the Nazis. It's like all the rest of Big Pharma. It's like these big tax-free foundations. We have caught them with AIDS virus in the different vaccines they give Africans and Indians and Latin Americans. So, and that's all been mainstream news in Europe. If you take a vaccine or you take any of these blood drugs, you are completely insane. How many people go in and are given blood transfusions and then die of AIDS or die of hepatitis? In fact, you have a very good chance of that happening. It is unbelievable. So we'll be playing a clip from all places, Scarborough country, calling it a conspiracy. The mainstream media is being forced to report the truth 12 years late and hundreds of thousands dead, but now they're reporting on it. And we'll be getting into that. More Israeli soldiers have been captured. We'll be getting into that report. Hit movie director slams Bush administration yesterday on this broadcast. Brings up Bruce Willis being aware of 9/11 being an inside job. Huge story. That's coming up. The L.A. police chief, sheriff, coming out and talking about how the illegal aliens are not under the three strikes rule. They are above the law. Huge broadcast today. I mean, my brain is spinning here trying to figure out how we're going to cover all this, but we will attempt it. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is ancient archaeological news to this informed listenership, readership of Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, that the Red Cross, Bayer, other big pharma companies knowingly took AIDS blood from prisons in the U.S., hepatitis blood, put it into blood products where they pool the blood of tens of thousands and then condense down key compounds, clotting agents for hemophiliacs and others that have diseases of the blood. There's a whole category of these different drugs. And that knowingly hundreds of thousands of Americans, tens of thousands of Canadians, hundreds of thousands of Europeans, the numbers globally are as high as 1 million people getting AIDS from these drugs, getting HIV and a cocktail of other nasties. I mean, there's just all sorts of things in the blood, and you mix thousands and thousands of people's blood together to condense this stuff, you get a big problem. Finally, it was on Scarborough Country a few nights ago, Monday night now. We got it up on the website yesterday. For some reason, I didn't cover it, but it's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we're playing the audio of that video and come in Scarborough. But why suddenly is Glenn Beck? Why suddenly is Scarborough? Why suddenly are all these people interviewing guests, covering topics that are ancient news? Because their viewership is falling through the floor. Big article today out of CNN bemoaning the fact that the mainstream media has been completely crushed, bye-bye, no credibility, almost no viewership. Fox brags about O'Reilly having the best audience ever, 3 million, most nights 2 million. That's nothing. Small syndicated radio shows have more than 2 million listeners. The only old media that's left is talk radio, dominated by neocons. And that's why you see O'Reilly's and others trying to move into radio and failing. The obvious king, the biggest audience in North America, is Rush Limbaugh with 22 million plus. That's conservative. That's just the stations that buy the ratings by buying it. If you go buy the book to be able to even report on the ratings, and most of these stations that they have, most stations we have, don't buy the books, so you can't even use those numbers. We have, conservatively off the books, from stations that buy the books, over 2 million listeners a week just from the stations we've got. And my show is tiny compared to Rush Limbaugh. That is tiny on AM and FM stations. It is almost, well, one of my sites is almost bigger than RushLimbaugh.com. PrisonPlanet.com, trending in the next year, will eclipse RushLimbaugh.com. You add in my other websites and our Alexa rating trounces Limbaugh on the web. Yes, that's why they're panicking. We are on your tail. In fact, we've already surpassed you on the web, and I'm just one person in this fight. We're coming for you. We're going to defend the Second Amendment. We're going to defend the borders. We're going to expose phony conservatives for what they are. I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, now I'm digressing. The point is, we're forcing him to talk about the American Union. We're forcing him to talk about CFR and Bilderberg Group. We're forcing him to talk about global government. We're forcing him to talk about cancer viruses and the vaccines and AIDS. We're forcing him to talk about sodium and stannous fluoride in the water and how deadly it is from government's own documents. We're forcing them to admit that CPS is kidnapping and murdering. Yes, murdering children. Selling them into sex slavery, testing pesticides, testing drugs on them. We are forcing them on every level to try to stay pertinent, to try to even keep any of their credibility. We are forcing them to tell more and more of the truth, mixing some truth in and then surrounding it with a buffet of lies to try to still sugarcoat their propaganda so you'll buy it. And that isn't going to work either, because once you've tasted the truth, once you take the red pill and go down the rabbit hole and see the matrix for what it is, there ain't no going back. All the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put your big, fat, stinking New World Order murder machine back together again. We are seeing the dams shatter. We are seeing the New World Order unmasked, unveiled, exposed. The only problem is they still have the high ground, and they've got the big juggernauts of government. And they are just rolling forward. And as they do it, they destroy themselves. But it's like somebody with a runaway train who can switch the tracks and basically make the train jump the tracks and run into a big building or run into the train station. They just decided to do it, and they're just rampaging forward. And because they refuse to admit with their hubris and their arrogance that they are in critical condition. And I know they're statisticians. I know they're theoreticians. I know they're experts. I know they're spin masters. I know they're propagandists. I know they're psychiatrists. I know their minions are sitting there hitting the alarm. Alert, alert, critical, critical, critical. I mean, I can hear the alarms going off in the halls of the think tanks. We're losing control. Alert, alert. They finally are starting to figure it out, and it's too late. Too late. Too late for you. Ha, 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 ha. I love it. I've been celebrating a lot on air lately. I'm sorry. You know, this has been, over the years, a very dark, unhappy, angry show because things are so serious. But we're actually seeing their facade crumble in many respects. We're not out of the woods yet. Things are darker than ever. But there are some big, fat rays of beautiful, golden sunlight piercing the outer veils. Now the inner veils are being pierced. It's burning through their lies. I just wish they would continue their hubris. The problem is the statisticians, the experts, they're not as arrogant. The actual people doing the thinking that implement the plans, the orders of the globalists, they're panicking, running around, pulling their hair out, and trying to pull out all the stops. But at the very same time, the old families, the inbred families, have gotten quite decadent, and you can see them not taking direction. You can see them not taking the counsel of their dark generals, of their dark minions. And so it is fantastic Go ahead, turn all the roads into toll roads. Go ahead, try to push your propaganda. Go ahead, grab more kids. Go ahead, get, you know, just go ahead and do it all and show everybody what you are. By the way, I'm listening to Top Neocon Talk Radio. They're trying to soft pedal transponders in cars. This morning, oh, guess what? I got a transponder in my car. I like it, but it's kind of a problem because they're track and trace me with it now, and the police are now using these toll road transponder data, but I guess it's okay. And then the co-host pops in and says she likes it, and then they go to the next subject, and it's the same thing. You know, just trying to pacify you, trying to get you to accept it. They know they can't come out and say transponders in your cars are good, so they go, I don't really like it, but I guess it's kind of good. See, it's the soft sell. It's the acclimation, and it isn't going to work. You just wait till the greedy globalists are charging people $3.85 on average in Texas to start on every major road. Just wait. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy the sales tax that tracks everything you do. I hope we all get to enjoy it. We all get to take a big bite out of the maggot-filled sandwich and all the flavor enhancers the New World Order wants to put into it doesn't change the fact that it's maggots. It is not going to work. I have CNN here in front of me absolutely panicking, freaking out, saying how horrible it is that there's choice. They actually say, it's just terrible. Listen, the extinction of mass culture, the advent of 300 channels and the internet has fragmented audiences and the explosion of choice has left us poorer. Yes, it's left us much, much richer. And then they go into how horrible it is as a culture that we can't be directed anymore and that we're not all reading from the same sheet of government music. And it's just terrible. What are we going to do? Yeah. I love it. I love it. And the incredible thing is that most of the big alternative websites that are huge cut their teeth and were huge because they were around 10, 12, 13 years ago. My sites have only been around for, 8, 9 years, and they're actually going upstream like salmon. Something alternative media sites, understand, in the aggregate, the alternative media is taking over, but the old big alternative sites are mainly almost all going down. Okay. Which I wouldn't mind if mine did, because it doesn't matter. In the aggregate, it's just all getting bigger. The alternative media, the anti-New World Order media is getting bigger. It's just fracturing, but we're not fracturing. We're like salmon swimming upstream, and there are some other alternative sites that are doing that too, but it's the most hardcore sites. It's the sites that really are shifting paradigms, that pierce the veils, that go the deepest and don't get involved in the COINTELPRO distractions. And so, I'm just totally blessed here. And it's all because of you, the listeners. It's all because of your work. You are unbelievable, and I salute you. I commend you. But we'll get into the imploding media later. I want to come back from break and play this little Scarborough Country piece where they admit that knowingly, because even more documents have now come out, that Bayer knowingly for years sold Factor VIII blood thickening agent made of thousands of people's blood. I mean, sometimes they pull 10,000, packets of blood. And sometimes it's smaller. I've had some of the people on that work in these factories. The main factories are up in Canada. And they know that it's filled with a cocktail of viruses and toxins and genetic detritus and DNA fragments, HIV. I mean, imagine thousands of people's blood, and they concentrate it down, the key agents, and then the hemophiliacs take it, the serum, knowingly, but it goes back, they knowingly knew it had AIDS in it to begin with when they took it out of prisons. For 5 years after federal law was passed saying you can't take prisoners' blood, Clinton would sit there and fence the blood to his buddies. And then meanwhile, Congress and the courts are all defending this and throwing it out and saying, in France and Australia, people are going to prison over this. Not in America. Nothing happens. Nothing happens to the crooks. When they take a little black boy and feed him pesticide till he dies, nothing happens. When they kill hundreds of thousands of people per country with these blood agents, nothing happens. And it's a tragedy, but you know what? It's going to wake people up. So you go ahead, you murdering trash. You're so arrogant. You're so up in the clouds. that you're going to do nothing about it and you're going to fall because of it.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
AIDS, HIV, and Bayer. This clip's from Scarborough Country and highlights how Bayer knowingly dumped medicine that was known to be contaminated with AIDS virus on the European market after it killed people in the United States and Canada. Let's go ahead and roll this incredible news piece.
Mike, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being on tonight.
Thanks for the invitation, Joe.
Okay, let's talk about the rat of the week. Why is Bayer Corporation, the rat of the week.
Internal documents show that after this company positively, absolutely knew that they had a medication that was infected with the AIDS virus, they took the product off the market in the U.S. and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine's called Factor VIII. It was an injection medicine that was used for hemophiliacs, mostly
Scott.
Children. Children had been born with an incurable
disease.
Hold
on, Mike. Hold on. So you're telling me that Bayer knew that this drug was infected with the AIDS virus. They yanked it from the market in America, and then they dumped it in markets overseas?
They had to figure out a way, Joe, to make a profit on a product that they could not sell in America. So they made a huge profit. They dropped the product in Japan, Spain, and France. By the way, Joe, government officials in France that allowed that to happen actually had to go to prison for it. In America, not one corporate executive for this company has been indicted or even criminally investigated by our Justice Department.
Why not? What, you're telling me that these people that dumped this AIDS-tainted blood in foreign countries,
yes,
who killed children, have not been taken to task in the United States?
It's worse than that. The U.S. government allowed it to happen. The FDA allowed this to happen. And now the government is completely looking the other way. Thousands of innocent hemophiliacs have died from the AIDS virus. And not only they're dying, their family members are dying because they're becoming infected with the disease. This company knew absolutely that they had a problem with the product. They knew that it was infected with AIDS. They dumped it because they wanted to turn this disaster into a profit.
Mike, I want to read to you what Bayer told the New York Times about this scandal. They said Bayer behaved responsibly, ethically, and humanely. Decisions made nearly two decades ago were based on the best scientific information of the time and were consistent with the regulations in place. That sounds like a lot of legal mumbo jumbo. Now, you say you have internal documents that show that they knew that this drug they were dumping was tainted with the AIDS drug?
The
AIDS virus?
The documents show that there was no question that this company absolutely understood the risk, that they knew that it was contaminated. It wasn't a possibility. They knew it was contaminated. Americans were dying from the product before it was pulled off the market. The only reason it was pulled off the market is because lawyers found the documents and showed it to the government, and finally the government said, you can't sell it here, but then the government allowed them to dump it in Spain, France, and Japan.
That's just amazing.
Well, I want
to read to you what the New York Times said, and this is an investigation that they also did, and they said the federal government was part of the problem. While the Food and Drug Administration told the company not to ship the drugs overseas, the man responsible for the drug supply, quote, asked that the issue be quietly solved without alerting the Congress, the medical community, and the public. This is a cover-up, and our Congress is not doing anything. What should Americans do?
So, folks, there's the clip. I'm sorry about the hum. That's what happens with clips on the Internet sometimes, but it's the best we've got for you. And let me just try to break this down for you. Okay, notice how Bayer spins it. They go, oh, this happened two decades ago. No. This started two decades ago. And then in the early 1990s, when Clinton was still governor, and then while he was president, up until 1998, they were still taking blood, okay? Years and years after they knew. After it had been outlawed, by the way, in the U.S. to take blood out of the prisons. That's the whole front end of this story that's even worse. They knowingly knew it had AIDS in it. AIDS virus, HIV, hepatitis, a bunch of other stuff. They knowingly took it up to Canada. It's a bunch of other companies involved in this. Created the Factor VIII and other similar drugs along the same lines. Shipped it all over the world. And let me give you a news flash. It's still being sold by other companies. It's still being used. The Red Cross knew and was involved in, quote, funding and collecting money for hemophiliacs and others that need these drugs out in Australia. This was in the Australian papers 3 years ago. Front page news for weeks. The Red Cross knew it was tainted, and they were still collecting blood worldwide that had HIV, and then they were making money on both ends, quote, providing the blood to people, the blood products, and collecting the blood, and then selling it to Big Pharma, and their own documents came out where they knew and tried to shut the thing up and continue it. Now, you see, it's not an accident. These companies, these groups are not screwing up. They're not falling down. They're not, they are actively, from the beginning, wanting to exterminate people. They're Malthusian Pinockians. Remember the UT professor who got the standing ovation by 95% of the people in a, you know, in a huge auditorium of over, what was it, 800? At one university and 500 here at St. Edward's in Austin. He gets up, the professors are there, they watch the entire crowd except for a few people get up and clap when he says 90% of us need to die. We're going to break, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Are you starting to get the pattern here? In the House Armed Services Committee, last year, Cynthia McKinney says dying corps kidnapping hundreds of thousands of women and children. They've been found guilty of it in Europe. And she says, you guys didn't even penalize them. You're still letting them have contracts. No one got in trouble. Then it came out in the Chicago Tribune. Chicago Tribune. You cannot make stuff up this horrible. That DynCorp and Halliburton are both running white slave rings in Eastern Europe, Central Europe, and the Middle East, and Central Asia. For thousands and thousands of miles, there is a belt of this kidnapping and all this stuff going on, shipping them all over the planet. And it turned out that DynCorp and Halliburton have registered full-time lobbyists just on the issue of white slavery. This was Chicago Tribune. I'm going to repeat that again. Chicago Tribune. We're Chicago Tribune. and that I didn't even know this, that they have lobbyists lobbying that the law not be enforced and that the Army actually aid and abet all of this. That the military go along with all this where this is happening in these occupied zones. Now, then we have John Yoo, who I talk about every week, who was one of the deputy White House counsels under Alberto Gonzalez, who's now Attorney General, who wrote torture memos saying they can torture small children in front of their parents, crushing body parts, sexually abusing children. Again, openly killing children with pesticides and drug tests, killing them. Openly in U.S. newspapers, no one gets in trouble. Openly, knowingly, for decades, selling AIDS-tainted blood products. Openly. Worldwide. No one gets in trouble. In the United States, they get in trouble in Australia and France and Germany and places. No one gets in trouble. DynCorp and Halliburton openly running giant white slavery rings, openly being caught. Valiant employees go public, blow the whistle. No one gets in trouble. Nothing happens. Imagine if, say, I was Jerry Bruckheimer and I made a two-hour, $150 million extravaganza movie, nightmare thriller, where there's an evil corporation that's kidnapping kids and poisoning kids and selling tainted blood and no one gets in trouble. You go watch that movie and you'd say, that doesn't exist, that's too wild a plot, you know, it's implausible, I couldn't suspend disbelief, it was a bad movie. This isn't a movie, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the New World Order wouldn't kill 2,800 and something people on 9/11. The New World Order wouldn't put poisons in my vaccines. The New World Order wouldn't create an American Union. I don't believe Alex, even when he's got video of the Marines training to take my guns. I think he hired a Hollywood set. I think he hired the Coronado to come into Central California and offload 3,000 Marines and 2,000 other foreign troops, and I just think it was all fake. I got email after email. This video isn't real. Yeah, I can have Cobra gunships and warrior fighting vehicles and thousands of troops and news articles about it. It just isn't real. And then I'm told, Alex, don't get so upset. Alex, you know, you get a little upset on air, and you yell and scream sometimes. Again, I'm going to ask you listeners, what is the normal response to living in an insane asylum? What am I supposed to do faced with this every day? And, folks, I haven't even covered but one news article today. I've got stacks of them. They're all just as horrible. Stacks of just crime on top of crime on top of crime on top of stuff that just boggles the mind. The same elite that runs the United States and runs England are the very people that coddled and funded and grew Hitler and grew the Nazis. They coddled and created Lenin and Stalin and Khrushchev and all of these people. They love China. They give them awards. They give them record UN funding. They're the apple of the eye. They're the prototype, the beta test. Forced abortions, murder of babies, public executions at sports stadiums, selling political dissidents' organs, all of this going on. See, that's their model. That's what they want to do. Oh, but the government, they'd allow over 100,000+ American hemophiliacs and other people to die from this blood. And they're still doing it. It hasn't stopped, by the way. But they wouldn't hurt us on 9/11. They would knowingly, even when they get caught doing it, it was all on purpose. Again, that goes back, we talked to the doctors that worked in the prisons. There was no testing of the blood. They knew people were there that were HIV positive. The guards would sell them the drugs. This is mainstream news. This is all over the country, but it broke in Arkansas. They would give blood every 3 days. I mean, the people were like zombies. They were dying in there. Little skinny anorexic zombies literally giving their blood vampirically to be given some cocaine or heroin, knowing they're HIV positive, taking the bags of blood and then putting it into a big vat and making Factor VIII when it was federally illegal. But the government wouldn't carry out 9/11. The government loves us. The elite love us. Oh, Bill and Melinda Gates, 30-something billion. Warren Buffett $31 billion to give the black children special injections because they love the little black children so much. Oh, and the Carnegie and Ford Foundation's giving money and Ted Turner giving money to help the little black children. Of course, Ted Turner's busy giving speeches on C-SPAN about how we're useless feeders using a Hitler quote and how there needs to be an 85% population reduction. All these big foundations give money to things like the Lucius Trust and other population control groups. But on the other side, they want to give vaccines to little third world children because they don't want them to die. But then magically, there's these huge plagues killing all of them. But just keep taking the shots. Everything will be okay. I mean, this is crazy. Let me ask you a question. Okay, I'm getting upset. I'm yelling. I'm screaming. It's supposedly bad that I do this. If you walked out your front door and saw some big muscled, hairy thug beating a small child with a pickaxe, killing them, killing a group of children, would you start yelling and screaming and turn red and charge up and attack the person killing the children? Would you grab the nearest weapon, run in your house, get a gun, come out and blow them away? Would you be fired up? Would you be screaming? After you gunned down the big fat slug, would you be freaking out and crying and pulling your hair out? Yes, that's what people do. Unless they're trained like police and military. That's the normal response. Okay, I'm sitting here watching them. I mean, this isn't in some blog or just some lawyer we got on. I mean, it's admitted, okay, that in New York City, every day, they take these poor inner-city kids, and they take them to test every drug and every pesticide and every chemical, dioxin patches on their backs. I mean, just hell on earth, mad scientist, total insanity. And let me tell you something. Getting up here and getting upset about this is normal. And if you're not upset about it, there is something wrong with you. So, we need to get mad. We've been sitting in this so long, and see, the way this paradigm works, the happy TV, everything's fine. As long as you worship the government, they'll keep you safe. Watch your sitcom, drink your beer. Oh, everything's fine. Oh, that's a conspiracy. Don't worry about it. Go to sleep. You shouldn't be involved in politics. You shouldn't be involved in anything. Everything's fine. Everything's honky-dory. Go to sleep. All of us need to stand up and just scream our lungs out. Get mad. I'm not saying punch the wall and break your hand like I've done before, but we need to get down and get down to our guts and get down to our roots and act normal. And let me tell you, it's normal to just go, ah, ah, God, no, 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 it can't be, oh no, because that's what we should be doing about a government that flew planes into buildings, a government that puts AIDS virus in the blood for your little kids, that kills children, that makes little kids drink pesticide, that kidnaps children, and then it's in the Chicago Tribune that nothing's going to happen to them. Let me tell you something. It'll really get your head screwed on straight when you get threatened by these companies and your family gets threatened. You better shut up, Jones, about DynCorp, based right here in Austin. You know what's good for you. Hey, you know what's good for you, scum. Oh, boy, I tell you what, you filth. There is a hell and you're going to it. But let me just tell you something, you people out there that work for these companies and that make excuses, who are compartmentalized, and you just decide you can't face the truth, and you decide to say I'm a liar, and you decide to go along with this evil, you are scum. You are scum. I mean, that's how I feel about this. You really want to know where the rage comes from? It's just, and if I was a normal American, I wouldn't care about anybody. I wouldn't care about anybody but myself. And I'd just, oh, whatever. Oh, he exaggerates. Oh, it's not true. Oh, it can't be true. If I was a normal American, I'd just, so what? I've got to go
clean my car today. I've got to go have cocktails, and I've got to go get the newest style of dress, or I've got to go play golf with my buddies, and, you know, and everything. I like George Bush, and I like Bill Clinton, and I...
It's like these phony environmentalists who back up the government and the corporations, the banks busy stealing everybody's land, and then you'll have arguments with them,
and that's just not true. The Nature Conservancy doesn't steal land, Alex. You're just a right-wing extremist.
Just you're all in denial. You're in serious denial. One of these crimes these corporations commit, one of these lies the government's told. You understand this is premeditated, organized, focused, not even crime. It's just murdering, dark, abysmal, black hole, Nazi, organized, death camp, killing going on. But America and the world is a death camp. The water is filled with deadly poison. That is not my opinion. That is scientific fact. In triplicate up one side and down the other. The air is filled with DU. I looked up the numbers again. Iraq has seen a 600+% increase in burnt effects international certification. Belgrade in Bosnia, in Serbia, they have seen a 300+% increase since they were bombarded. Detectors in Europe, England, Canada, the U.S. are picking up between 2 and 8 times elevated DU. It does cause burnt effects. It does screw up your lungs. It does kill you. That's another example. These crazy elite will bombard entire bases, entire cities, entire countries, and then move our troops into buildings that were bombarded. The Army's own manuals, all of the experts, all the facts say it's deadly. The neocons don't care. Bill Clinton didn't care when he was bombing Belgrade. They just get up and say it's good for you because we say it is. And then they visit bases, presidents visit bases, and sometimes months after they were bombed. I mean, they love it too. I see the Bush daughters on TV drinking Diet Coke, aspartame. They nobody can say they don't take part in it. They're a bunch of death-loving sickos, and they all pick a phony persona of cowboy hat wearing or, you know, philanthropist or whatever little front they put on, and really... These are a bunch of hyper-competitive, ravenous criminals who are so busy fighting with each other over who can be the most evil to dominate us that it's created some type of Superman evil, you know, some super synthesis of uber-mention devil, and it's just unfolding on us. Leukemias are up hundreds of percent in this country. Childhood leukemias up even higher. There's all this stuff. 1 in 3 have diabetes. All of this stuff is happening. Everyone's getting allergies when no one had them 50 years ago. There's all this stuff's happening. I read articles that are in the Associated Press. Oh, 3 million plus gallons of solid pure nerve gas was dumped 45 miles off the coast of North Carolina. The government's planning to dump more, but don't worry, they're going to water down several million gallons of nerve gas and dump it in the Delaware River. And they say everything's fine. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here watching this, and, oh, no, the government wouldn't kill 3,000 people on 9/11. No, they wouldn't. We just have CIA declassified documents where they order third world countries to sterilize all their women. Oh, we just have official Australian documents about tainting food for shipment to Asia to sterilize and poison people. Oh, no, we just have all these vaccines, tetanus shots found with hormones to sterilize women and full of AIDS virus and everything else over and over again. Oh, then the companies get caught, and then next time it's still in there, even though the AIDS virus isn't even part of the manufacturing process. It's not even being made from tissues that would have that. It's being made in non-tissue cultures, but it's still there. It's been added. It's been caught red-handed. And now every day they get up on the news, oh, there's a new vaccine for your daughter so she won't get cancer. Oh, there's a new vaccine we want to give you so you won't become addicted to drugs. The virus attacks the brain and makes it where you can't absorb drugs anymore. Oh, it's good. We want to make you take it. Oh, we're going to create a new national CPS force that forces you all to take it. Oh, the health department will run your life. New Freedom Initiative. Oh, transponders in your cars to tax and track everything you do. Oh, we're going to... This whole thing is a giant straitjacket that I have to sit here in slow motion, now in fast motion, being put on everybody. I have to sit here and watch them shackling us like Ted Bundy putting a woman in handcuffs once he gets her back to his place so he can have his way with her. And I'm watching a bunch of bug-eyed, lackadaisical, decadent Americans and Westerners and others sitting there while all of this is happening. Making excuses. Oh, it isn't true. Oh, no, it isn't Ted Bundy. Oh, it's my government. I love it. It's good. Well, I'm going to be tired after this show today. I'm really letting it all hang out. I'm exhausted now. I don't even know what to do anymore. The good news is people are waking up, but not fast enough, and the elite just don't care, and they're just, oh, Queen Beatrix, David Rockefeller, Lord Rothschild. I mean, these people are out of the literal crack of hell. I mean, these people are like from another dimension. They are just, but to them it's like, well, we're just culling. There's too many of these people. They have all these little excuses and this whole little culture and this mindset. And remember all the years I told you how the elite want to kill you, how they plan to kill you? And Alex is wild. He talks about that. He posts a few documents, but why is he so obsessed with it? And then you hear about it all over the country with Peter Singer and Pianca and all these other scientists coming out and saying we all need to die. It's because, I mean, I've been in these circles. I've been to cocktail parties with a bunch of UT professors. I've been to political functions. I've been at dinner with editors of major newspapers back when I was in high school. And that's all. And what do you think about the people bomb, Alex? We need to start exterminating. Can I have another glass of that delicious burgundy? This roast is excellent. Oh. This is their religion. This is how they go to church. This is what they talk about. Like Pianca said, we, quote, need a police state like China, so that we can enforce a one-child policy and forced population reduction. That's a quote. You see, the police state is so they can kill you. Yes. Yes, that's right. I just can't believe it. Alex exaggerates. Okay, fine. Fine. As they tighten the noose, as the compact cities get designed, as we get herded in, as each bio attack gets worse and worse in the years to come, as you're there with your family dying, I want you to remember, because then there'll be a resistance that survives, and then we can really start the fight. Okay? Fine. Fine. Most of us will all be dead, but we'll still win in the end. Okay? Fine. Fine. Fine.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I mean, it's really simple. If you want to be free, you're going to have to fight for it. We have a bunch of psychopathic Malthusians who openly say they plan to build a police state so they can orderly kill us, and I'm paying attention to it because they're doing it. But they've already killed 40 million people in Africa with what they claim is AIDS. It's a cocktail of stuff they're putting in the injections. I've got BBC articles going back where, well, we found AIDS virus in a bunch of the shots the UM is giving, but it was an accident. Just, oh, it's always an accident. Oh, sorry. We love you. And you read UN documents, and they talk about forced population reduction. And then it just keeps happening and happening. Think of the cold-blooded nature of knowing that hundreds of thousands per major nation of hemophiliacs are going to come in contact with your factor VIII and other similar drugs, and that it's full of HIV and hepatitis and other stuff, and that you're going to let them have it, and then even after they get it and you're exposed, you keep secretly doing it. Secretly doing it. Doing it by design, on purpose. Again, on purpose. And then Congress covers it up, and the EPA and the FDA and all of them just go along with all of it. Now, we got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us. He joined us last week. He's coming up again because we got a lot more to talk about. We'll open the phones up with him next hour. But before I end this hour, if you believe in what we're doing, and you'd like the more focused Alex Jones in your living room, with the information laid out in a concise manner, get 9/11, the road to tyranny, get the order of death, get the masters of terror, martial law, and my newest film, Terror Storm. Again, the official DVD with the extras won't be ready for a while. We're way behind here, but we have limited copies available of a collector's edition, Terror Storm, the film itself. It is excellent. You need to have it. I'm signing every copy that goes out. My desire, my push, is to warn people and wake people up, and that happens when you get Terror Storm and you put it in the DVD burner. It's a DVD 5. You can make copies to normal DVD. And when you start making copies and you start getting it out to people, do not wait. Please do it now. Do not wait. Get Terror Storm now. Get it out to everybody now. Get the high-quality DVD. There's a copy floating around on Google, which is fine with me, but it's a low-res copy. So now millions of people are going to watch a horrible low-res copy. Go get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. There is the super high-res, medium-res, and low-res. That's where they got it. They got the low-res one. And go there and burn the high-quality high-res to DVD or to CD. For like 50 cents, you can give them to people with a sleeve, a dollar or less. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day membership. Then you fund our websites, the bandwidth, everything we do. And you get the activist tool of all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, my weekly TV shows. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a monthly $5.95 membership, get a yearly membership, get 3 months free, if you so choose. Go there, get a membership, start burning copies now. Put them on windshields, give them to police, give them to your preacher, give them to people at your college, your high school. Terror Storm. Support us by going and getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Or, for heaven's sakes, whoever got the low-res one on Google, go get one on PrisonPlanet.tv that's good and upload that. I've been too busy to do it. I mean to do it just so you guys can have something good. Believe me, I'd love all this to be free. In fact, if we got some endowment, I think I would make it free. But I get probably 50 requests or something. It's a whole bunch every day for free DVDs. I can't do it, folks. We actually don't even sell that much stuff, but it goes out as a trickle and turns into a firestorm when you get them and make copies and spread them around the web. So you can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, and get hard copy DVDs, all my films, books and videos we carry. then you don't just support us and get the good information. You support the other authors and filmmakers that we support by carrying the material. The InfoWars bookstore. Support it today or go get online copies at PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Second hour, 70 seconds away.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.